The government, we are hearing, is to seek EU approval to grant Irish grass-fed beef special status under the EU's protected geographical indication status. If approved, it'll mean that Irish grass-fed beef will have protected status and cannot be replicated anywhere else. Waterford Bla was granted that status in 2013. For more, we can talk to our agriculture and consumer affairs correspondent, Fran McNulty. Fran, I don't think ever had Waterford Blah, but it's a very unique product to that particular part of the country, and on that basis it was able to achieve this special designation. Now, what's going on in relation to beef?
Well, what it's about doing, Brian, is number one, creating a distinctive brand, but also about protecting the brand, and with the Blah, that's what it was. I suppose most famously, champagne benefits from PGI status. So whilst other white sparkling wines of very similar taste to champagne may be made elsewhere, they can't be called champagne. Mm. And what the farming sector has been looking for is trying to get some kind of special, unique identifier for Irish beef, because it is unique insofar as that it's grass-fed. It gives it a different taste, it gives it a different flavour, and they want to lock in on that now. And that's what this status is about. And over the past number of months, there have been exhaustive discussions and negotiations around how this should be structured. It is quite detailed, but cattle that are to come under this status have to take 90% of the feed they eat has to be from grass. They have to spend a minimum of 220 days per year throughout their lifetime grazing on pasture as well.
Right. So, I mean, people will know that that a lot of cattle in this country go into sheds in the winter.
Yes. I mean,
for obvious reasons, to protect them from the harshness of the climate that sometimes we can have. So, I mean, how does that fit into this?
Yeah, well, quite often they're taken off inside as well to protect the land. The land just couldn't hold them up, so to speak, because it is so wet. But silage will be covered in this as well, because, of course, that is a natural grass product that is just stored. So it's covered under that. There is some commentary today around what's not included here. So as the government makes this submission, they're telling the European Commission there is a strong feeling in this country that grass-fed young bulls should be included. They're not, and they're saying that they're going to look at further data on that. And also, as the Minister and Board BIA submit this document, they're saying that the government here is supporting this being extended on an all-island basis. Part of the difficulty with that is there isn't a grass-fed verification system in the north as yet, but when that happens, there is support that it would be all Ireland. So it's about creating a distinctive brand.
And how long might all this take before there's a decision one way or the other?
Around 6 months, perhaps a little bit longer. The process of scrutiny, it technically lasts 6 months. It can go on longer than that. And anybody can make an objection, can voice concern about this, and that will happen, and that will go through this. But the government and Board BIA are both looking at it quite positively today and hopeful that there will be verification of this in 6 or 7 months.
Fran McNulty, thanks for that.